1900 and 1915, fad diets high in oats, milk, potatoes, and rice were thought to cure diabetes. Chocolate crepe with powdered sugar and whipped cream. A mint chip latte. This is not your father's diabetes diet. Alvin Sang has type 1 diabetes, and eating the occasional sweet is part of his meal plan.
The biggest misconception of diabetes is that we cannot eat sugar.
In fact, Alvin and his brother Gilbert are surrounded by sugar. They're co-owners of a thriving little coffee house called Caffeination. Alvin's sweet job can be challenging.
It's ironic because as a diabetic, I also have a pretty bad sweet tooth.
Like many people with diabetes, when Alvin was first diagnosed, he thought sugar was off the menu for good. It's a myth that Catherine Arcudi often hears.
A lot of people are afraid of a diabetic diet, and really, there is no such thing, because the diabetes way of eating is healthy eating for everyone. I'd like to take a look at the plate method, because it's a real simple way of looking at what a balanced meal should look like. So here we have a plate. Half of the plate is vegetables, the other half of the plate is divided between the protein and the starch, and then to complete a balanced meal, you have your fruit and a dairy product, so either milk or yogurt. So I'd like to start with the vegetables. Right? We have some wonderfully colored vegetables here. We have carrots, we have broccoli, and look, when we put them on the plate, they take up half the plate. And there's a reason for eating more vegetables. Well, one is because they have more vitamins, more minerals, they're loaded with fiber as well, they're healthy for you, but they also help to make you feel more full, so it makes it easier to cut down on the serving size of your protein and your starch. If we take a look at the protein, really it should be the size of the palm of your hand and the thickness of your little finger. So this is about a 3-ounce portion because I have a pretty small hand. Now, of course, if someone had a larger build, then they'd be allowed to have a little bit more. And now we're going to go to the starches. This is an example of one serving of starch. It's a half a cup of mashed potatoes. Now, most people would need 1 to 2 servings of starch, and some people might even need 3 servings of starch at a meal. But let's say 2 servings of starch is what would be needed. Half a cup of potato and a slice of bread could easily work here. Now, if you don't want the bread, that's fine. You could have 2 servings of potato. And actually, if you didn't want the potato, you could just go for 2 slices of bread if that's what you really want. So here we go. We're almost finished, and then of course you want to add a fruit, because that's nature's dessert, as well as a dairy product, so either milk or yogurt, to complete the meal.
Alvin keeps to a pretty healthy and balanced diet, and occasionally indulges.
So even though I eat sweets from time to time, I'm able to give extra insulin or maybe do a little bit of exercise to balance the effects of eating. When the cafe gets busy, everyone's pushed to their limits. And everyone's working hard and sweating because it's hot. So that takes a toll on the body, and it ultimately does bring your blood sugar low.
Alvin must remember to eat well as regularly as he can and adjust the pump accordingly. From time to time, Alvin and his dad, who also has type 1 diabetes, will share a crepe, a specialty at Caffeination.
He can balance his life and his business. I'm proud of him.
Life is all about finding a balance. It's just that it's more emphasize in a diabetic because it's part of ways we keep ourselves healthy.
Thank you. Maimonides, an 11th century physician, believed diabetes was caused by the sweet waters of the Nile and the prevailing heat that spreads over the kidneys.
One of the things that we truly enjoy is we have a boat down in Occoquan.
Yay!
It's our relaxation. The name of our boat is Serenity.
Woohoo!
Serenity is something Gail Palmer has made a priority in her life.
Don't you just love the sound of the water? I love hearing it.
Coping with some serious effects of avoiding insulin and dealing with the death of her mother, who denied treatment for diabetes entirely, has left her with emotional scars and misinformation. Gail was diagnosed 12 years ago, but she delayed treatment when it came to start insulin.
When I was diagnosed, I thought insulin made me sicker.
When we start to talk to people about going on insulin therapy, they always have a story to share. You know, they knew Jean, who went on insulin, and she went blind, and then Bob, who went on insulin, and they cut his leg off, and Johnny down the street was on insulin, and, you know, he went low in the middle of the night, and the ambulance was there, and it was horrible, and insulin means I have the bad kind of diabetes, and it's really complicated. What we now really need to do when we talk to people about insulin therapy is remind them that it's not Jean, Bob's, or Johnny's diabetes, it's their diabetes.
And that's a big reason Gail is trying to handle her condition differently.
Yeah, if it's well, it's amazing. You'll have to get...
Does that mean I'm in charge of it again?
I imagine you're in charge again this time.
I don't think so.
She does work to manage her condition through diet and exercise, but she also knows diabetes is a progressive disease, so that's not enough in her case.
Why did I put off? I put off going on insulin for so long because I was afraid of the commitment, and I knew that going on insulin meant that I had progressed, that I was more sick, that there was no turning back with the disease. But I knew that when the doctor was going to tell me that that's what I had to do, I knew I didn't want to get any more seriously sick if I could control it.
Insulin is pretty straightforward. So I almost smile when I hear somebody needs to go on insulin because I know in the long run how much better they're going to feel. And it's trying to convey that optimism to them. Then insulin is usually a very easy choice for them to make.
One, two, three, all right!
I probably would have gone on it a year ago, still having all the apprehensions that I had.
Captain.
I do feel like I've conquered something. And I have the support of a wonderful husband that says, I am so proud of you, Gail. He said, I couldn't do that. I couldn't give myself a shot in the leg. I couldn't give myself a shot in the stomach. And I look at him and I say, yes, you could. Because you get up every day and you think about the grandchildren we have and the life that we have. And you could do it too.
According to the Canadian Diabetes Association, 9 million Canadians have either diabetes or pre-diabetes. For people with diabetes, life is all about finding a balance.
Diabetes is a horrible disease that needs to be cured. But diabetes is manageable.
If you stick to the facts and ignore the myths.
There's so many people just like you and I, you know, and that it took me a while to realize, but you're not alone. I can control this on my own, and I can get the better of it. And that's what's going to happen one day, is that we're all going to beat it.
Diabetes is a challenge to the patient and to the family, but it's a challenge that can be met. People with diabetes can live a long and fulfilling life.
Hello. I'm Hugh O'Neill, president and CEO of Sanofi Aventis Canada. As mentioned within the program, insulin was discovered in Canada by Frederick Banting and Charles Best. What you might not know is that our company played a key role in developing techniques for the large-scale production of insulin, also in Canada. In fact, Sanofi Aventis has more than 85 years of history in the treatment of diabetes. Decades later, our commitment continues. Our goal is to ensure that people with diabetes have access to the best solutions, therapeutic agents, medical devices, and services. Listening to people with diabetes, understanding their needs, and promoting innovative research are all in a bid to help them better manage their diabetes and lead a better quality of life. On behalf of all my colleagues at Sanofi Aventis, we hope that this program has helped you to better understand diabetes. Our health depends on it.
Hi, my name is Mike Cloutier. I'm the president and CEO of the Canadian Diabetes Association. Diabetes is an epidemic in our country and a worldwide pandemic. Today, 3 million Canadians live with diabetes and another 6 million have prediabetes, a condition that, if left unchecked, puts you at risk of developing type 2 diabetes. More than 20 people are diagnosed with the disease every hour of every day. And as this number grows, so does the burden it puts on our healthcare system. Each year, diabetes costs our economy $12.2 billion, and it's expected to rise to $16.9 billion by 2020. We need to do everything possible we can to help people with diabetes live healthy lives while we work to find a cure. For people like Joey, Gary, Steve, Elvin, and Gail, and the millions of others living with the disease. Increasing knowledge and awareness is key, and that's why these programs are so important. So visit diabetes.ca or call 1-800-BANTING for more information on how you can join us in the fight against diabetes.